This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been considering Paul's legacy, especially the legacy he left us through his letters that he wrote. We'll spend the rest of this year studying his most important book, the Book of Romans. Before we do that, there is one final part of doing a biographical study. You collect all the information you can find in the Bible, referring to the person to be studied. Then you correlate it into an outline, either in the form of an historical sketch or a character portrait. When you've done that, you're ready to crystallize what you've learned into some practical applications. It's clear Paul lived his life with a two-pronged passion. First and foremost, he wanted to know his Savior and Lord more intimately. Listen to Philippians 3:10 and 11. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. When he wrote this, he already had walked with the Lord for years and introduced his Lord to many through his journeys. He, for sure, wasn't the same man he used to be, but he wanted to become more like Christ. He acknowledged in Philippians 3:12, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. This is something I take from this study and pray that God will give me the same passionate desire Paul had to know Christ better. Does your heart resonate with Paul's passion to know Christ more intimately and fully? If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.